In the early 1980s, the mass-produced beer world started to change because of the very slow but very real emergence of craft breweries. Throughout the 80s and most of the 90s, these smaller, quality and recipe-focused breweries were known as microbreweries. And at that time, the same thing happened to these microbreweries that happens anytime a product becomes hot. Beer started to be released under the premise of being a microbrewed beer, but these lesser quality beers were more crap than craft. Soon, people had jumped into the business because it was the thing to do, went out of business, or sold their operation. But the truly great microbrewed beers survived during those turbulent years in the late 90s. As we entered the 2000s, the word craft became the operative word for describing high-quality, carefully brewed, creatively inspired, and delicious beer. While many of these breweries were microbreweries in size, the beer industry's focus was more on the care that went into making these beers. They were crafted, not just microbrewed. But microbreweries are still very much part of the craft beer culture, more in the sense of referencing the amount of beer these smaller craft breweries produce. These craft breweries are generally regarded as breweries that make less than 15,000 barrels of beer each year. There's another form of smaller production breweries in the craft beer world, breweries that brew less than 2,000 barrels per year. These breweries are known as nano breweries. Most nano breweries produce no more than 3 barrels in each batch and are often doing nothing but releasing new beers. Adroit Theory Brewing, located in Purcellville, Virginia, is an incredible nano brewery, and their beers are available here in Baltimore. I've never had the same beer twice from Adroit Theory, other than finishing off a growler or a 4-pack of their beer. But every one of their beers, without exception, has been spectacular. These guys know craft beer. One of Adroit Theory's slogans is, "Consume life, drink art." And that captures the essence of what they're doing. Earlier this week, I picked up a 4-pack of probably my 10th different Adroit Theory beer, and they again nailed it. The beer is called Heaving Through Corrupted Lungs and is an Imperial Double IPA with notes of melon, passion fruit, and candied orange slices. It's low in bitterness for an IPA, checks in at 8% ABV, and is, like every one of their beers, awesome. Have a great weekend. Go on a craft beer journey and try an Adroit Theory beer, an outstanding nano brewery. Cheers.
It's Craft Beer on the Bay, brought to you with a little help from Red Brick Station on the Avenue in White Marsh. Great food, great beer, great fun. Find them on Facebook for more.